Where did Earth's water come from?
Well, that's been a long-standing question. Presumably, the immediate source would have been from the meteorites and comets, which the Earth formed from. But where that water came from has been a long-standing question. One of the interesting features of the water, both on Earth and in comets, as well as meteorites, is that it tends to be enriched in the heavy isotope of deuterium, very much more enriched than we think the bulk solar system composition is. That's obviously been a clue for what's going on, and it suggests that very cold chemistry is required to produce these very large enrichments in the heavy isotope of deuterium in the water. This very cold chemistry, we're talking about chemistry at 10, 30 Kelvin, has to have ionizing radiation around to overcome the normal activation barriers that stop typical chemistry going on at these very low temperatures. So there were two candidates for where this cold chemistry might happen. There's cold chemistry that we know happens in the molecular clouds in which stars form, and there's also very cold regions of the disks around forming stars where comets and planets would form. And so the big breakthrough that Ilse made was that she realized that young stars around which the disks that planets form in have very intense solar winds. And these winds would basically stop galactic cosmic rays, which are one of the major sources of ionizing radiation, from entering those disks. And that would very much change our picture of the sorts of chemistry that people have been modeling for some time in disks, and may well stop very deuterium-rich water forming. And so she has developed a very complicated physical model for the chemistry in disks, and indeed shown that you can't make deuterium-rich water in disks. Therefore, when we find deuterium-rich water in comets, they must have a very significant component of water and water ice that formed in the interstellar medium, in molecular clouds. And the same goes for meteorites and the Earth. And so we all have inherited water that formed in the interstellar medium, which is an intriguing idea.
A few moments ago, you were talking about the isotope deuterium.
Yes.
And it's an isotope of hydrogen, correct?
Yes.
Now, how did studying this deuterium help in making the determinations found in this study?
Well, it comes down to how water forms. And if you form it at normal temperatures, it typically does not get enriched in deuterium. So when you're forming water in the early solar system or in the interstellar medium, most of the hydrogen that's present is in hydrogen gas. And so deuterium at high temperatures doesn't really favor water or hydrogen. But once you get down to the low temperatures and the types of chemistry that's going on in making water at these low temperatures, deuterium very much prefers to be in water than it is in hydrogen gas. And so the fact that we find water in comets and meteorites and on the Earth that is rich in deuterium means that that this water has to have formed in cold temperatures. And Ilse's work has shown that the sort of chemistry that makes water at low temperatures in disks does not, that makes water at low temperatures does not happen in the disks around stars and must be happening in the interstellar medium.
And finally, Dr. Alexander, what do you think is the significance of this finding?
For me personally, the intriguing thing is, well, there's several, but first of all, it tells us something about the processes involved in making a solar system and how much material gets reprocessed in these, what is actually quite an energetic process of making a disk and making planets. But for me, ultimately, the intriguing idea is that you're bringing in ices from the interstellar medium pretty much intact. And those ices have a lot of organic material in them. And some people have speculated that the organic material in meteorites and comets may have helped kickstart life. And if that's true, then our solar system is fairly typical, then the fairly similar soup of organic material and water ice is coming into most forming solar systems. And that must make the potential for life in other solar systems significantly more probable than one might expect. If you're making the organic material in disks and water in disks, and those conditions can vary enormously